And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, our top story today comes from the state of Alabama, where Governor Kay Ivey has signed a law requiring age verification for online pornography. It starts in October, and porn sites will need to verify users' ages before allowing access to their explicit content. And the new law also mandates warning messages about potential harms of pornography, including addiction, brain desensitization, and links to issues like low self-esteem and eating disorders. Some critics are arguing that this infringes on personal freedoms. I'm not real sure that it's stopping anyone of age of doing anything. Why would you argue personal freedoms for pornography for minors? That kind of puts your cards on the table there, doesn't it? In other news, hidden provisions in Biden's infrastructure bill soon could grant the government unprecedented control over your vehicle. Under the guise of preventing impaired driving, new cars may be required to have passive monitoring systems that use algorithms to detect if the driver is under the influence. If deemed impaired, whatever that vaguely defined term entails, the car's software could then activate a kill switch to disable or limit operation. Privacy advocates, of course, are questioning if this violates rights of any kind. Yeah, I think it violates a lot of rights, but hey, it's the government. They don't think we need any rights. And in Toronto, city officials are asking Justin Trudeau to bring the hard drug decriminalization disaster from British Columbia to their streets. Despite British Columbia's skyrocketing overdoses and open-air drug scene since the decriminalization took place, Toronto thinks it's a grand idea to let citizens walk around with unlimited quantities of hard drugs. Yeah, I guess that's one way to thin the herd. And in other news, students at Ole Miss and University of Alabama showed their patriotic spirit by drowning out anti-Israel protesters with rousing renditions of the Star-Spangled Banner. And in your dose of hypocrisy news, today President Biden called Japan xenophobic for not opening its borders to mass immigration just weeks after hosting its prime minister for a lavish state dinner where he praised the nation. And in Oklahoma, well, they've stepped up to the plate on the illegal immigration issue, where the feds have dropped the ball entirely. Their new law allows state police to arrest and prosecute any illegal border crossers, hitting them with not just fines, but also jail time before they kick them out of the state. I guess that's xenophobic of them as well. And that's today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.